It's a rare condition this day and age to download a podcast on the iTunes page. Vodka and weed are the grand design. Some people say friendship is harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic juice inside this sippy cup. 'Cause all I hear is a comedy stream. Two friends fulfilling their podcasting dreams.
Time sure does fly when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
You couldn't even attempt to rhyme?
Oh, and then I came. Wait, no.
No, okay. You still got music. Go, keep going.
Times.
No, just go. Just say a word. Go.
Mama Samba, Licky, Smack, and Potion. Nishin, Manchin, Motion, Bottom. I think we should restart.
No, that was good. That was a good opening.
All right.
That was a great opening. Right. Welcome and thank you guys once again for downloading and bearing with us with this whole thing we like to call a podcast. If you've forgotten, in case you don't see the image, you don't already know, I am CJ.
And I am BK. And if you do see the image and you already know what our voices sound like, then you've got a power there that I would like to have.
You should definitely report to fucking Charles Xavier's School for the Gifted because you, my friend, have an adventure ahead of you.
You'll get on the J-Squad.
What's the J squad?
It's just the jack off squad.
Are like, you?
Oh, hey, I can look at pictures and hear voices. Okay, you're fine. No, we don't need you for anything.
So you're basically stealing Evan's idea.
No.
You sure?
No.
What about you, J? That just seems lazy. You just substituted B.
That's a common term.
Is it? What's another insert letter squad?
A squad,
like, team.
That's taken over by a TV show.
Yeah,
and it's typically used like the B team, not the A team.
We're already getting off track. It's a thing I don't like. I've been wanting to break it in season two this whole time, but I don't feel I'm ever going to overcome it. I feel you're always going to be doing your thing over there, just hanging out, having fun, being number one, California. Here you come.
I've been on the run, driving in the sun.
Looking out for number one.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we have a very special episode for you tonight. Ooh. That's right, y'all. We got yourselves some sexy-ass friendship podcast coming in for you.
It's the Freedom Weekend. Gonna have us some fun.
That's right, my friend. We are alone in the studio.
No dad, no pants, no rules. We have taken the pants off. We have already had the dance off.
And you know we're about to
prance off.
Come our asses off.
Okay. Hey, that's weird.
Is it weird?
I don't know. I don't want to do it right now.
You don't want to?
No.
But I just played the music and everything.
Okay.
I played the music. I'm sorry. What do you want?
I'd like to get my unique name down.
Uh-oh.
So I know how this episode's going to go.
Oh, okay. So we're going to get into unique names.
Yeah.
Unique names, eh?
Taking over the show.
Okay. Well, then.
I've already seen it trend in Delaware.
Yeah? What's the trend in Delaware?
Unique names is trending in Delaware.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you bullshitting me?
No.
Where's it trending?
In Delaware.
No, but what instrument are you using to gauge that it's been?
Pound sign unique names was a trending pound sign in Delaware on the tweets bots.
The tweet box?
It's a tweet bot. It's a subsidiary of Twitter.
Okay.
it's called Tweetbox.
Man, you are not giving up on this.
Nope.
I admire your tenacity.
And in Delaware, as I said before, it was trending. It was a trending pound sign.
Trending pound sign Delaware.
Yeah.
Well then, let's get them unique names going on right now.
things you want to shimmy.
Then shimmy it, my man.
I wonder if the Super Bowl shuffle to this movie.
Shake my titties.
Yeah.
Shake my titties like that.
Mm-hmm.
My unique name for you,
mm-hmm.
friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
the man that I've come to know to no ends.
Okay.
Gonna break it down for you because we both men.
Okay.
My unique name to you is Guitar Friend.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Guitar Friend. I'm your guitar friend.
Yeah, you're my guitar friend. Kind of like in...
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I feel I get unspokenly criticized
right.
over my unique names because I tend to do the easiest, the fish in the barrel style.
Okay.
And I feel every time you just look over and you're just like, yeah. what a dickhole.
No, every time you come up with a unique name, I look and see if I could see something in the room that you came up with to actually do the unique name.
Yeah, but the thing with that method is, like, it's actually recommended by MMOs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will be like, oh, you looking for a name for your character? Just fucking look around your room and see the first thing there.
That's why they all suck, though.
No.
All the names suck.
No, they don't always suck.
They suck.
Well, I mean, people who don't take it to the proper level in
you
which
should
they
have a handle. If you have seen Hackers... You need to know that a handle is important.
It is. It is so, indeed one of the most important things that a online cowboy... Yeah.
You don't just come up with
something.
Sorry,
keyboard cowboy.
Unless your handle is taken, which it shouldn't be because you should have locked that up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Then you do not... Like, you only make a new name if your handle would have been, like, 0431 of that version or whatever, you know? Like,
okay, well, then how about this? How about I take another stab at it? What if I just do...
Nope, too late.
What if I... Can I just... Can
Dude,
I...
I've got one so good right now, and it's too late for you to change.
This is...
We don't change unique names.
This is fucking Madden 15 all over again.
Let's do this. My unique name to you is... Do I do it during the song?
No, you can do whatever.
Okay. Smart Water Bottle Carrier Shirt. So
smart.
Boom!
So
nailed
smart,
it.
So Smart Water.
Smart Water Bottle Carrier Shirt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I saw you being a dick.
You saw me nail it.
No.
That's my nickname.
We might have... So can I just call you the hammer then?
What?
Can I just call you the hammer then?
Yeah, why?
Because you're just nailing it all the time?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's a good nickname. It's a good unique name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I came up with it.
Well, it was right off the top of your dome.
Yeah, that seems to be 50% of the way I live my life.
Yeah.
The other 50% is just pure...
Pure written, like you're reading off a script.
Yep.
Every moment of your life. Like 50% of the time, you have cue cards that you're reading off of.
Every time, every day. Yeah, you don't see these ones right now?
No.
I mean, I'm keeping them well hidden, I feel.
You are.
Yeah.
I don't see them.
Here's the thing, though, BK.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, like I said, it's a special episode because we're coming with y'all after dark. Freedom weekend. Mm-hmm. Having some fun.
Yeah.
We do have, because I just got off the phone with him, and he said he doesn't know if he's going to, he still feels a little sleepy, but... You might remember this. You know, in the like 80s and the 90s when they were coming up with theme songs and shit.
Yeah.
There's one dude, if you actually look it up and like listen to the shit side by side,
right.
There's a lot of popular ones that had the same dude doing the whole thing.
Is that why I always get the Full House theme and the Phantom Menace theme confused?
That's exactly why, because it's the same fucking dude just using slightly different things.
Okay.
So I used the power of the internet, tracked him down.
Okay.
I got in contact with him, and I said, hey, man, you know, here at TFP, we're all about fucking nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my best friend, BK, I like to call him Geek because he's Beak, but he likes guitars, kind of, so he's got a G instead of a B.
You're
so
really
it's
trying
Beak.
To log up.
I'm trying to impress you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyways, getting back on topic.
I'm calling you Saving Grace.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And I asked, we talked to him, and I was like, we'd really love to have you on the show. And he was kind of wishy-washy, but he's like, I'm gonna come and maybe we'll do it. But the weird thing was, and I didn't say it as I said it, he actually talks like that, like the on the songs, like, you know, like, this air condition. Like, that's how he talked. Like, it was the weirdest fucking thing. So he said he might come by. I don't know. We're going to leave it up to fate. We got a whole hour to, you know, possibly see if he rolls through. But, I mean, I thought that'd be a special treat for you.
I would, because I love those songs.
Yeah, who doesn't? They're, like, they're just the classic cornerstones of the person, the little kid staying at home on the weekend.
Well, then we will find out if we hear the classic sitcom doorbell. Then he will probably be coming through.
Hey, you know, well, we TFPAD, we're just Lucy in it.
Yeah, after dark.
Yeah, Lucy.
After dark.
After fucking. After dark, baby.
After dark, baby.
Yeah. Dude, I can put, like, check this out. Do this. Now do it.
After dark. Coming at you live.
Oh, you want? Yeah, there you go. Do it again.
You're gonna put my penis in your vagina because it's after dark.
Ain't no other place you can do it unless after dark.
Boom.
Can't do it in the park.
Feel those?
Can't do it if there's no spark.
Feel that penis just going in.
It's never going in, man.
I am a fan of that track.
Yeah, well, that's how we did it, man. It's like, I mean, should we go into detail about the freedom, or should we just leave it at that? Freedom, no dad.
No dad. We don't have our dad's gone.
Yeah. Parental units gone. Yeah.
Nope. Picture us as like two 13-year-old children.
Do you see that?
Every time. Nope.
Do you see it now?
You almost spilled.
All over my hands. Almost. Uh-oh. It's all over my hands.
Dad's gonna be so mad when he gets back.
Yeah, well, I got time.
You gotta take a little time.
A little time to digest the fact. I don't know what you're going with. A
little time to think things over.
A little time to throw it
in
back.
In my life.
What are you singing?
Heartache and pain.
What are you singing?
You don't know that song?
I don't know that song. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, editor CJ, you throw that song in when you find it.
Do I have to listen to it all
probably
the way beforehand?
Listen to it like 100 times. You're going to love it.
I've been listening to a lot of the songs 100 times.
What's on your what's your top 5 albums right now? Your top 5 jams?
Wait, see, albums or jams?
Jams. Well, like, let's say, like, if it was a single, it'd still be an album. So.
And you're just putting me on the spot
right
like
now,
this?
Boom, hit me with your top 5 jams.
I'll send me with my fucking top 5 albums, you son of a bitch. No, I won't. I'm just going to hit you with the top 5 jams right now. I've been listening to recently.
Okay.
Number 5, The Shape of the Dark Lord, Intervention.
Nice.
Fucking number 4, Dr. Awkward, Now Hiring.
Okay.
Number 3, Tyler, the Creator, Lone.
Mm.
Number 2. It's really confusing because
I liked it. You should have kept it going.
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Number 2.
Number 2. Just because I've been hearing it fucking ever for at least this night. Foo Fighters Everlong.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good jammer.
Jam.
And then I'd say the number one that I'd be repeating like all the time, like all the time.
Yeah.
Fucking. I would have to say it would be fucking. God, I'm trying to think of the fucking words. I'm pretty drunk. We've been drinking a lot today.
It's late.
Yeah.
It's after dark. After dark.
Anytime you say that. Oh my God, BK, what's happening to you? Oh my God, what happened?
It's after dark.
Oh God.
We've been drinking some. I go, we got a lot of penises going into vaginas right now. Because it's after dark.
Except mine, I love my girlfriend, thank you.
AD stands for after dark.
Like how you didn't even
was gonna change it.
You're just like,
there's no reason to change it.
AD stands for Active Directory.
I was gonna say AD stands for a dick going into a vagina, but you know,
you're missing some letters there.
Whatever.
You're just missing a little less.
Number one jam is probably that right there. Then right.
What the?
That's what you're playing on repeat. Yeah.
No, I don't. Little slap of the bass.
Little slap of the bass. Slap of the bass.
No, I'd say the top 5 jam I've been jamming recently would be fucking Rich Girl by Watsky.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a rich girl.
It's
a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking song.
It's a jammer.
Yeah.
Well, BK,
yeah.
Right back at you, my friend.
Okay. I don't listen to music. Well, I, sir, have been jamming out to The Offspring. Lately.
Yeah.
Because we did go through and determine that, I mean, they have more albums than we thought.
Exponentially more than I ever thought they would have.
Yeah. So I've been listening to them on repeat, but I can't use them for the whole list.
Yeah, you gotta just pick jams. Yeah. We're not just doing albums.
So the one that I was listening to on repeat, just because the cadence of it, just the way the tone, I don't know the cadence, that's not the right term, but just how it goes is that, my girl, she tells me every day, that song, how's that, what's that one called?
I don't know. What are you talking
my
about?
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. And he tells me every day. That's
get a job?
Get a job. Yeah,
I don't know if that's the title, though.
Okay. We'll, people know it.
Yeah. Now, why don't you get a job?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, why don't you get a job?
That's number four.
And then that led me to another song that has that exact same kind of style.
Uh huh. Wait, hold on.
Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel. Which is Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. It has that same kind of tone. And then definitely jamming out to Mala about that bass. About that bass.
Yeah.
No travel.
I have heard that one.
Yep. Rocking Ariana Grande's, you know, Without You, I'd Have One Less Problem. One Less Problem Without You.
Okay.
Okay. And what's that? Three?
I think you're at one now. I think that was four.
All right, that's four. Number one, in my top five jams right now.
Top five current jams.
We should watch High Fidelity later.
I'm high. Fidelity.
That would be What Makes a Good Man. It's a fuck this band. It's a good band. What Makes a Good Man. I don't know who it is, but.
Yeah.
You should listen to it. What Makes a Good Man by some band out there.
What Makes a Good Man by...
What Makes a Good you Man... Should, oh, by The Heavy.
Oh.
By The Heavy.
I was hoping you would not know it so we could do a bit where you'd introduce them like as a radio DJ, but not know their fucking names. Yep. So you're like, this one's called the She Hurt Me Badly by... Enjoy.
Do you think the radio voice is always based off of Casey Kasem?
I would think so. Like, he's kind of like the pioneer, well, not pioneer, but he's probably like the one. He probably didn't invent radio. He sure as hell defined
he
it.
He might not have invented radio. he could have, but we don't know for sure.
Hey, we don't know.
We don't.
Well, he could. He could have, and we're just like.
Yeah. What's your definition of invention, you know?
There you go. Boom. Like, was it really ever radio before
until he hit? Yeah,
no,
it
was fucking.
I don't think so.
War of the Worlds.
No.
That was like way before Casey Kasem.
Orson Welles didn't invent radio.
But I'm sure he came a long way before Casey Kasem.
Yeah. But then Casey Kasem, people were like, what? So what is this thing we're always listening to? And then Casey Kasem's like, welcome back to the radio. And then they were like, oh, that sounds.
Welcome back, you and yours. This is Casey Kasem.
Got a letter here from Brandon in Washington.
This one's going out to Katie. To her lover, Jordan, in Utah. It reads, Dear Jordan, I've been having some trouble going to the bathroom recently. It hurts when I urinate, and I want to know why. Was it something you gave me, or was it something that'll make me cry? Please let me know. Sincerely, Jordan. And here's Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Boom. Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
you
want to
give it a go?
Jordan died of AIDS. After
I don't know if AIDS makes you do that, but
if it's itchy or burny when you pee
or scratchy,
It's
just usually a general form of.
I don't penis think they have a Casey Kasem. Is that a Casey Kasem?
Yeah, you nailed it. Do it.
Trying to think of Shaggy.
Yes. do Shaggy doing a Casey Kasem impression?
Zoinks. We've got a new
Wait, what?
Didn't he say zoinks?
No.
Shaggy never said zoinks.
We're talking different
Shaggy. Oh, the Shaggy. Yeah, okay.
I thought you meant Da Shaggy.
Okay. Yeah,
it wasn't me.
And he did it on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
I ain't even in an hour. I want to edit in a hour.
This next tune goes out to Brandon in Washington, D.C. I can't think of anything else to say on this letter. I just wanted you to hear The mamas and the papas.
We should start a fucking band.
We should.
We're so good.
We probably.
I think it'd be unfair to anybody else in the music industry if we started a band because we'd just be so ridiculously awesome.
Just by starting it.
Oh yeah, no, we wouldn't produce have to play. No.
We just announced that we're gonna start a band, and it's like, all right, guys, shut it down.
Yeah, I'm honestly, by the time this podcast is like done recording, we'll probably be famous.
I'd assume so.
Yeah, I mean, next thing you know, people are just gonna be clamoring and be like, "Oh, I want to hear that new album by." What would be our band name?
The Casey Kasems.
And you're talking about me looking around the room for fucking things. You just fucking, the last thing we talked about?
Oh, what about the Kasem Caseys?
That's not better.
That's not better.
That's
okay.
Not any better.
Fine.
What kind of music would you want to play? I guess we should start with that.
I would like to do Grand Funk Railroad type music.
See, I would want to do fucking that thing you do, Beatles kind of like.
No, like a little. You know, poppy.
Yeah, a little poppy, like, you know, enough instrumentation to have people think that I know what I'm doing, but not enough work to where I have to learn shit.
I would like the almost exact opposite of that, where, like, we use all the same instruments that the Roots use, but it's just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, like, play them all.
Oh, so it's like a two-man band. So, like yeah. I got cymbals, like, on my shoulder blades.
Have you ever thought of that?
What?
One-man, two-man band. You know what I'm saying, right?
I don't. A two-man band.
A two-man, one-man band. So we're both dressed up to the nines with all the things you need to be a one-man band.
Right.
But we, like, you know, obviously...
We vibe off of each other.
Yeah, we would be playing 16 instruments, but we'd only have 8 each, you know? Fucking awesome.
That's the fucking worst idea.
You don't know until we do it. Have you seen a two-man, one-man band?
No. There's a reason, though, I bet.
Why?
Because you cease being a one-man band in any instance when you have two people involved.
No, like, let's say where you've got a harmonica, I've got a flute.
Mm-hmm.
And where you have...
Very ambitious.
Yeah, where you have cymbals, I have... A flute?
Okay. So what about your knees? Because you can do this motion. What's on the knees?
Oh, then that would be an accordion.
You sure?
Yeah.
Not a flute?
An accordion that's like a flute.
There you go.
It only makes a flute noise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, an accordion-shaped flute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on board now. I'm back.
Or a flute-shaped accordion, depending on
how the logistics work out.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you prefer the accordion-shaped flute?
I don't think I'd have a real preference, to be honest with you.
This sounds like something we talked about on the Super Secret Podcast.
What are you talking about? We don't have a Super Secret Podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You started talking about shit like you knew something else.
I don't know.
Yeah? what do you know? Let's start with that.
All I know is that all the leaves are brown and the skies are gray.
And the skies are gray.
And the skies are gray.
California, California. So for anyone who's just tuning in right now.
It's After Dark.
After Dark. After Dark. Your favorite friend. After dark.
We're putting after P's dark. And V's, and we're taking our knees to the trees with these C's, and I need a VDV.
That's code for sex.
Alright.
Fucking code for sex.
This is not on the rails right now.
So you would describe it in the vicinity for, like, so if these were the rails right here, I'm showing you visually with my hands that the podcast listeners cannot hear or see or feel or touch or get all the senses out of the way.
Two rails.
One, two.
Form of hands. Yes.
Boom. We are like, remember, these are the tracks.
Yeah.
We're like right here.
Right.
So by definition,
right,
and this is purely no emotion involved, no personal involvement involved in any of this.
Gotcha.
definition wise, we are off the rails.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, why is that a bad thing? Like, how come it's okay? How come it's cool when like something gets off the chain?
But something went off the rails.
Yeah.
Like, do you
all
think
of a sudden that's bad?
Do you think America would be invented if Christopher Columbus was on the rails?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, man.
I don't think so.
The dude who invented peanut butter, you think if he was on the rails that we'd have fucking peanuts
mushed
in the butter?
Didn't he also invent the radio?
Who knows, man? There's a lot of conflicting information about the peanut butter thing. Probably not the best thing to bring up. Mm. The point is, your life doesn't have to be on rails.
No.
If we can get super awkward serious for a second.
Yeah.
You do not have to live your life by any means but your own.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking go out there, you do whatever the shit you want to do.
Preach.
And fuck anybody else who tells you differently. Anyone who's listening to this podcast right now,
mm-hmm.
you fucking look to your left. Now look to your right.
Yeah.
Now look up. Look down. What do you see?
What if they don't see anyone?
Who cares? Look to your right again. Is that guy still there?
Yeah.
Is he freaking you out?
Yeah.
Run away.
Yeah.
Make sure you watch the poll. Yeah. Don't talk to Sharon from accounting. She's a fucking chatty Cathy. Just keep going.
Unless you're on rails.
Then, by all means, fucking lose an hour of your life on our dumb fucking kids.
I'd say, honestly, unless you're on a train or a roller coaster, you should never be on rails.
Sometimes roller coasters go off rails, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
When?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me pull out my notebook of well-documented off the rails of things here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, so November 22nd, 1956.
the first roller coaster. Yep, we do.
Son of a bitch.
Same page.
Ah, you took my goddamn bit. Son of a bitch. Well, now I'm just going to burn this notebook.
Yeah, the first and
would you
arguably
burn
the last roller coaster.
Because it was off the rails?
Yeah.
But then why are they so popular now?
There's other roller coasters
since
56?
Oh, dude, tons.
Haven't
seen all named after superheroes, too.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. Superman, the Batman. Surprised there's not a Catwoman.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you just locked in a room with a bunch of cats.
No, because then you're thinking about, like, what if the engineers really took to heart that whole nine lives thing, and they're like, well, we could kind of be fast and loose with this.
We kill nine people on the ride. Yeah. They're like, those were nine lives, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Easy peasy.
I like how an engineer at fucking Six Flags is sitting there like, hey, man, what if we make a fucking cat roller coaster that kills nine people on it? Nine lives.
But think about those engineers. Like, they probably went into school thinking, like, oh, dude, I'm going to work for fucking NASA. This is going to be sweet.
I feel that's like a whole, like, you know, Nazis only want to fucking reincarnate Hitler and shit. Like, is every engineer wanting to go to NASA? Like, that can't.
I like to jump back to the Nazis.
Oh, you don't.
So current day Nazis
would want some type of reiteration of Hitler in the flesh so they could go about their dumb Nazi.
Get agenda. That Aryan thing going on.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, anytime you, like, any media portrayal of Nazis always wants them to, like, they want to find their leader reincarnated. Like, in Venture Brothers is the dog. They went back in time to kill Hitler in. Fucking Misfits.
Okay.
So every Nazi civilization always. Civilization.
Did they do that in Misfits? What? I miss that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but the point is, engineers, they have tons of uses. It's not just NASA, space.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But, like, it has to be the low end of things if you're going to be an engineer. You probably want to, like, build bridges.
Isn't that architect?
Maybe. Work for NASA.
Yeah. Give me a NASA rap.
Nothing rhymes with NASA. NASA.
Pasta.
Pasta.
Just rap in a Boston accent. You can say pasta.
Pasta. Park the car on the car. I got to get in the thing.
Park the car. I gotta go to the ballpark. Gotta take the car for a walk. Gotta take the dog over to the turtle. Gotta take the turnpike, then it's over. Yo, what's up? My name's Drake. I'm rapping shit. Don't fake. I'm from Canada. Bitches want my Anada, but they don't know because I got that Grandia in my cup. That's code for cherry syrup.
Yeah. Good clarification, Drake.
Oh, dude. I'm all about the education raps.
But back to this thing, man. Let's talk about this engineering thing.
Okay.
What if you go to school to be a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Like, what would be the low end of that?
The low end of a doctor? Like, what a doc? Like, someone who goes into school wanting to be a doctor and comes out the end of it as X, and that's what they're shitty?
In my mind, they would all either A, want to be an emergency room, a surgeon, or have their own practice, right?
Yeah. That sounds fairly reasonable, yeah.
And then, but like, what would you fall into if you just can't make the grade? You're gonna like, is a gynecologist technically like a side, like, oh man, I.
No, I would say a doctor at like a doc in the box.
The doc in the box?
Yeah. Like Med7. Urgent care, like basically emergency rooms that aren't emergency rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I feel those dudes are like super low ring and they're just like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like,
I can't perform brain surgery, but I'll fucking
But that's the thing. That's specific. That's like picking your spec.
Yeah.
That's like they went in, they chose doctor class and they went fucking brain spec instead of heart spec.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll accept it.
Yeah, you want to accept it?
Doctor, hey, man, I watched a video of Eminem explaining that, everyone says that you can't rhyme the word orange with anything, but you can, because it's all about how you pronunciate it, orange. And then he said a bunch of shit that I can't even think of that rhymes with orange. Orange. On the range.
Orange. Porridge.
Porridge.
But that's the thing. It's just still... Yeah. No, that's actually interesting you brought that up, because I was talking to a coworker the other day, and I was actually saying that, like, the comedians, for the most part, that are, like, super well-known and, like, big, like, for the most part, like, I don't necessarily consider them, like, super funny, but it's the way that they tell their shit that makes it funny. Like, for instance... Kevin Hart, he's been kind of like over everybody, right?
Right.
Doing hella shit.
Right.
But like most of the stuff he says is just truth.
Okay.
Like if I may, can I present a piece of evidence to the board?
Absolutely.
Okay. Man, so check this out, right? I was at the crib one night and my girl came over. And you know what she said? She said, "Hey Kevin, I want some food." And I said, "Bitch, I ain't no soup kitchen." And that's where the norms would laugh in the crowd and be like, "Oh my God, that's so fucking funny." Mm-hmm. But if you take my ridiculous accent out of it, I only informed you that I'm not a soup kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that funny if you just say it.
Yeah, no, that's like, it's like all of television almost.
Right. So it's like you just get the like vibe of it, and people be like, "Oh man, you know, one time I went to this all you can eat barbecue place, right? And then I was eating those barbecue, and next thing you know, it's like my stomach hurt. I gotta go home. On the way home, I pooped my pants." You know, and that is funny technically, because
well, you pooped your pants.
Poop and pants,
but it's not clever,
funny,
or an insight.
It
to
wouldn't
something.
Be. Yeah, it wouldn't be. It's a humorous observation. It is not. Like a joke.
It's not even an observation. It's
it's
literally
a fact.
It's
a dirty secret.
Right. Exactly.
You're banking on the fact that you have no shame.
I had like, for simply for nostalgia reasons, I watch a television series called Girl Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a show on before it that my DVR will record the first like 2 minutes of that show, or the last 2 minutes of that show, or whatever.
Okay.
Like the tag at the end, you know, like the really. Zippity doo.
Yeah, the thing that's supposed to be like boom.
Yeah, it's like if somebody actually catches this ending because they're watching Girl Meets World, they're gonna be like, "Oh snap, I gotta watch this show too."
Little sidebar, is that shitty that they're trying to bank off of the next show?
Yeah,
like how they're in the red room. We gotta make sure we get that zinger because those DVRs are gonna
DVRs.
Get it.
Yeah, I know that this DVR is gonna catch it. We're gonna move it, right, but I swear that the some channels actually do that.
They're, I mean, it makes sense.
But this was like this some kid. He's like, "Man, I hope I can get my ticket valeted. Oh man, I lost the ticket." And the audience is like, "Ha ha ha." And then he like checks his pockets and he's like, "Oh, here it is." And then uproarious laughter, credits. Like the writers were like, "Boom, this is gonna get him. This is the best thing ever on television."
I like to think that the studio audience, like after like the first, I'm like, "Oh, they got it." They're, like some guys just like
just slow clapping him. Yep.
Like, they regarded that shit as, like, Mr. Holland's opus. Yeah. Like, shut it down. There's nothing to be funny anymore.
I like that reference.
We are done.
Yeah.
Please exit the building. No one make any more humorous jokes. We are done.
Comedy has been achieved at the maximum level.
Comedy has been achieved. It's like, boom, boom, achievement unlocked.
The world unlocks comedy. The end.
I just like that. But yeah, I mean, that makes sense though. You know, I mean, it is what it is, but it's just, it's a weird thing I noticed.
The people like the just the comedians get away with a persona that, as opposed to actually well-written material.
Yeah. Like, cause Kevin Hart's in everything now. And it's like, cause it's funny. Cause if you see him in like an Instagram meme or like his actual stand up, he's very lively and like real, like, you know, I'm crazy.
I find him entertaining, but he's really just yelling a lot and like talking about being short.
But fuck, he's like Madden spokesperson now or some shit.
Yeah, him and Dave Franco. Yeah.
Fucking cray, man. Yeah. Fucking cray. Can I drop something on you real quick, man?
Hit me with it.
Hit me with it. Hit me with it.
Drop it like a top.
Hit me with it.
Drop it like a top.
Hit me with it. Okay. I thought you were gonna do like,
oh,
a thing.
No, I don't do that.
No. I figured I'd try to give you a chance. So I'm pretty sure this is familiar ground, at least for us over here at TFP. Mm-hmm. We've talked about poop before.
A lot of times.
It's a topic that we love. Uh-huh. Love poop. Who doesn't? Oh, you tired? You sleepy? Sleepy bear? Sleepy bear?
I don't know. Whenever someone says poop, I just
I just think about the times I take a really big poop and I get sleepy. Mm-hmm. But no, I had another question for you, because I believe the last time we talked about poop in a detailed fashion, we were debating whether if you had the choice of pooping for everybody in the world, or
no, it was more like would you accept the job of just pooping for like an entire office? Your job is, you just sit in the stall. Anyone that needs to poop can stay at their desk and continue working, and their poop goes into, transports to you, and you poop it out for them.
Okay, well, I mean, before we get into what I was going to say, okay. I thought of some questions I'd like to bring up.
Yeah.
So the person who poops,
yeah,
do they go through the motions of pooping? Like,
nope.
I know, because you quick dismisses.
Yeah.
Not like going to the bathroom and sitting down, but like they're just at their desk, quickly.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then like, oh, shit, I need to poop. And then they make the like stomach movement, mm-hmm. like they're going to poop.
Right.
But what happens is right before the poop hits the butthole or the sphincter.
Like the transporter is at their a-hole is what you're thinking. No, it's before that. It's like a button. You push a button, poop transports.
Whoa. Hold up. A button?
I'm just...
We're talking about a... Don't fucking hit a button and be like, oh, no.
I haven't worked out the poop details of this.
Well, motherfucker, you need...
Basically, the idea is that their poop, it's seamless for them. They never have to even concern themselves with pooping or thinking about pooping. Their digestive poop is automatically transported into your lower intestine, and you... Oh, look, my Xbox recognizes my hand.
Yeah. Did it recognize your hand?
Yeah. And then it goes automatically to your lower intestine, and you poop it out. Like, they're not even thinking about it.
But that's dumb, because that's getting away with fucking... I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to get too sidetracked on old shit. But I have a new poop. I have a new
pun intended. So awkward.
It still works, man.
It's really uncomfortable to hear the kids go, oh.
There you go. All right. So here's a new poop quandary for you. We should have a better name for it, but whatever. So you got two options here. Mm-hmm. Would you... Like, for a week, like, you're doing your normal shit, doing your normal day, mm-hmm. and...
Do I get to ask questions, or is this all-encompassing?
You get to ask questions just after, though. Wait, it's like a classic, like...
Would you rather scenario?
Yes. Well, I was going to say classroom, where I tell you the options, then you give me what you
I get
think.
To break them down, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so option one, you have basically your poop. You don't poop regularly. You poop every day. I'm sorry. You poop once a week.
Okay.
So after 7 days, you're pooping a big poop. It's always going to be guaranteed a big poop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know whether or not it's going to be an easy, medium, or hard.
Okay.
But you, the only fact you have is that it's going to be a large poop.
Okay.
That's going to put you on the toilet for like at least like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Or do you have the option of whenever you eat like a meal, like this won't include snacks or anything,
mm-hmm.
but if you eat a meal, half hour after that meal, you poop immediately. So okay. anytime you have a big meal that would be considered breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you would poop 30 minutes after.
All right. Question so then, time?
I think that's the question music.
All right. So.
You got to go fast, though.
Really?
I don't control Benny Hill. No. Benny Hill goes as fast as Benny Hill wants.
Scenario two, right? You said.
You're too late. The music's up, man.
I can't answer.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, question. Scenario two, pooping after a half hour after a meal.
Yes.
You specified the meal, not snacks.
Yes.
If I never ate a meal, would I never poop?
No. Eventually, those snacks, once built up to the bulk of a meal,
would count as would one
poop.
Meal.
So I guess you could kind of hack the system and not poop, but you wouldn't get away with not pooping every day.
Okay. So you're guaranteed at least once a day, unless you just don't eat at all.
Yeah, if you don't eat at all, you're going to die, but I feel that's a bit...
Well, you can not eat for like 2 weeks.
But you'd still die. Like after a time, you die.
Okay, yeah, after 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So,
all right. In the first scenario, is the feeling like constipation?
Yeah, it's gonna feel like as you continuously go through the week,
yeah.
Like I'll detail it out for you. So like day one and two, mm-hmm. not that bad. If anything, right. those are probably like your up days.
Right.
Three and four, you'll start noticing a little difference.
Okay.
Like you won't be as spry and springy as you once might be.
Yeah.
Fucking 5, 7, and 6.
Yeah, in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5, 7, 6.
Right.
Those days are fucked.
Mm.
Like, you're going to be feeling like you have a bulk in your belly.
Right.
You're going to be, you know, sluggish.
But the poop itself is going to come out. It's yes. not going to be like constant.
Yeah,
like,
in 7 days, you know it's coming.
Okay.
And it's going to be large.
But it will not be stuck.
No, it'll come.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Right.
You're going to need to put out some, you know, it's a big poop.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to come out, but big poops just don't slide out of your butt. Like, you usually got to do some.
Yeah, you got to do some work.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to put in some work.
Okay.
But it will eventually, boom.
Drop into
a toilet or
wherever
lawn.
You choose to
Yeah,
poop.
I don't want to judge.
Yeah.
If you fucking poop in a lawn, good for you, man. I wish I had that free spirit.
I agree. I mean. I poop in the lawn a lot.
Do you?
You know, just on like every
like how you're like kind of like well just
Saturday
second. wait, today's Saturday.
It's over. I already did it.
Womp, womp, womp.
Man, I feel like half your week's ruined.
Yeah,
with the first scenario.
I mean, it depends on how. I mean, you know, if you're taking that route, then you would have the knowledge of what you're going to go through, so you can prepare yourself.
Yeah,
but you know it's gonna come. It's just gonna suck because, like, for the next days, and like you can't like with that scenario, it's always on the 7th. So like, say like you go to like I don't know Chinese buffet or some shit, and you load up hella hard. Like you won't just be like boom, you know that grease won't work its magic like it does. You'll still be like, oh, shit, I can't wait until fucking day 7 when I'm fucking done.
What if on day 7 you go load up on Chinese food because it's the same day that you're going to poop? Is that going to help the poop along?
And it's not going to help it because it's still going to come out that day.
All right.
But then the thing also is you're just like you would be going there basically with a full stomach because you'd have that poop baby.
I think I'm going to go for scenario 2.
Scenario 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I feel like there is more control within it because let's say you want to make sure you're pooping at night.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't eat a lot during the day, you know?
Okay.
You have like what would, you kind of think of what would be like a breakfast. Eat a quarter of that. Lunch, eat a quarter of that. Then dinner, full dinner. Poop at the end of the night. Done. Magic.
Yeah. See? You're just breaking down the code right here.
Yeah.
You're an RL crash override.
Yep.
Right there.
I know.
Fucking nailed it, bro.
Yeah. So I won.
Not really, because it's poop.
Okay.
At the end of the day, we're just looking at poop, so poop. We don't really win.
That's fine.
You know, it's one of those things.
Oops.
Yeah.
Shoot. Poop.
Sometimes that's the way it is, huh?
It's just the way it is.
Things will never be the same.
Things will never be the same.
So, man, we're getting close to wrapping it up here in 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah. It's been that long. It feels like it's just been a merrily stroll through the park.
I think it's been a marathon for our listeners.
You think so?
I think they're just like, what the fuck happened?
If anything, they're just fucking enjoying our antics.
They were prim and polished last episode, number 30. I know that we always have to drop down in quality after a guest episode, but this is kind of taking its toll.
Do you really? Oh, so you feel like this? What this?
That's what the listeners are saying.
So what you're telling me is that fucking.
All right.
You're telling me that the After Dark is fucking it up.
When we get after dark, sometimes it might not feel like a D and a V. It might feel like a D and your A.
Or a D on a D.
Doc and D's.
I was thinking more of a swashbuckling, sword fighting. Sword fighting D.
Bruising up your dick, sword fighting.
Bruising up your dick?
After dark.
Did you just say bruising up your dick?
Yeah. Like, if you're sword fighting hard enough.
are you taking your dick and, like, using it?
You
or
said
you just
cross,
like,
so I'm assuming, like, no, you would, I would think you'd handle it.
No, dude, fool, you'd do this. You'd put up.
You're just putting it, you're using your hips?
That's. Because you wouldn't have a sword. I mean, I would. I don't know about you.
Oh.
I mean, if anything, oh. I got a fucking...
The guy said you I wouldn't have a sword.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, would have a sword.
No, well, I would have a sword. People see the picture.
Uh-huh.
They see me darker than you.
Okay.
They make certain assumptions.
Right.
That's just what it is. That's
oh,
not me.
Oh, so
that's society.
That's fair.
That's society's fault.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Why?
Because you probably have let down a lot of ladies.
Have I? You know what we should do? We should get all my ex-girlfriends on the podcast. Let's
measure dicks, son.
Okay.
Measure dicks.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That was the sound of my dick hitting the floor.
Oh, you had to use your mouth to make that sound effect?
What? Way to bust me out, bro.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Sorry.
That's the first time that guy, he's been very quiet for after hours.
I feel like, am I still in after dark mode?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
My bad.
There we go.
Sorry, dude.
I like
it. Had to take the color out.
Yeah. If we had measured dicks while I was in after dark mode, then it'd
well,
be.
Well, you were. We just did. So, and I just saw it shrivel back up like a measuring tape. It was like. That's not how it does.
No.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's certainly not what it is. That's a blower, if anything. That's air gently releasing from an inner tube.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
It's like one of those snakes going back into the tremor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was that? I heard the doorbell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? I didn't...
Lisa.
I mean, we're wrapping the show up, man. I don't think this is the best time for you to do your thing. Why didn't you return my calls, man?
Well, CJ, I didn't really have time.
Oh, man. Why didn't you have time? What were you doing?
It's a rare condition in this day and age.
You're doing it. You're doing the thing that you were famous for.
To hear back from me.
I love you. I have so many questions for you.
Unless it's in a newspaper page.
What was Carl Winslow like? Did you ever talk to him?
Nope. I don't think I did.
Uh-huh.
He would not return my calls, even though I told him I'm really the reason for the success of his show.
It doesn't seem right. He seems like a really nice guy. I don't see how he would want to, like, dead arm someone like that.
Well, it's a rare condition in this
day and age.
You got it. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
You
know, I do. Man. I grew up listening. You've been how much money have you made? Because I feel you've been in like every single like TV jingle that was good.
All hits.
Yeah, all hits. Nothing but hits. Fucking. Yeah. Are there names of those? Or are they just the theme? Like insert show theme.
No, that was my go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a theme.
So it's just you already know going into it. It's a theme.
It's a theme song. It's a rare condition for me to give you a title of a song.
Okay, so for instance, if we're talking about Family Matters, that's Family Matters
theme. Family Matters theme.
Okay, and then Full House.
Theme. they name themselves.
What was, I'm actually drawing a blank. What was some other hits that you did?
Well, I don't know if you've ever walked or taken a step by step.
Oh,
or a day by day. People we call different every day.
God.
I don't know the lyrics anymore.
What do you, it's been a long time, so it no one's going to fault you for
is.
It.
I did one take.
Yeah, one take, huh?
One take each song, all off the top of my head.
That must have saved the studio a lot of money.
I'd save them, but they didn't pay me. I don't know.
I was asking, that was the next question. What are you doing nowadays? Like, what kind of stuff's got... I'm a horrible interviewer. What's your name?
Oh, you don't want to know my name.
I don't want to. Okay. Can I make up a name for you?
Well...
TV McShosen.
Oh, Lordy.
TV McShosen.
Oh, Lordy. TV McShosen was the man whose job I took.
Oh, that's a coincidence in naming that, yeah, ain't it?
I like to go by TGIF theme.
TGIF theme?
TGIF theme.
TGIF theme. I like it.
Yeah, I did all the themes for TGIFs.
Uh-huh.
After... the other guy.
Did you do the first TG? Because I'm assuming TGIF is short for a mashed up version of Thank God It's Friday, right? Because of the programming that what you did most of the.
Thank God It's Friday.
Yeah. Did they not explain that to you?
No, it's TGIF.
Yeah, it's spelled TGIF. If I'm correct.
No.
TGIF.
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 TGIF. TGIF. Theme.
So to Jeff theme?
Not Jeff.
Not Jeff.
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 Like a Jeff.
GIF.
Like, oh, that's close. Now, yeah. I have certainly gotten more notoriety once I was told that the GIF was actually a Jeff.
Is it? My name is GIF, though. GIF sounds more internet-y.
Well, it's a rare condition. In this day and age.
There are a lot of rare conditions in this day and age, if I can be frank with you.
But well, yeah, there are.
TGIF.
Yeah.
That's your name, right?
TGIF? TGIF theme.
TGIF. TGIF theme. Okay.
Some pose it as a question.
TGIF theme?
Yep. Who's to say?
Who is to say?
It's a rare condition.
I was just going to say in this day and age. Yeah. Are you like under contract by putting in... rare condition?
Well, it was my biggest line.
Would you ever consider donating money to rare conditions in this day and age?
Well, things got broken and seemed like all was lost.
Right.
And it's a rare condition.
Fuck.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to answer.
I don't know
question.
What to ask you anymore. So I guess this is done, man. Thank you for coming through, TGIF.
Then we're done?
TGIF?
TGIF
theme. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
I'll be back.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will we look forward to it?
Y'all were unprepared.
BK is missing so much from this.
TGIF theme out.
Out. Well, thank you so much for coming through. TGIF theme. If only BK was here to witness that. That was some dope shit.
Are we back?
Dude, where have you been?
I didn't know where we were going. We were already starting.
Dude, you missed so much shit. You know that dude from Family Matters, the This Day and Age guy?
Don't fucking say it.
But yes, the same guy.
Yeah.
He was here.
Really?
Yes.
What's who? What's, I don't know. This is one guy.
Yeah. One dude did all those jams.
Uh-huh.
TGIF theme. Question mark.
TGIF theme?
So you know him.
He said the TGIF themes.
That.
Oh.
No, but that's his name.
Oh.
Yeah. Really weird. But yeah, he came through.
Well, this is bullshit. Like, are we going to have him back on?
He said, weirdly enough, he said he was coming back, which was kind of scary.
What did you guys mainly, which theme did you hit on the most?
Well, we talked about a lot of this day and age.
Okay, so a lot of Family Matters action.
He applies it to everything. He applies it to everything, apparently.
That makes sense, because is Rare Condition, that's Family Matters, not Full House?
No, no. Full House is...
Wow. GIF theme.
Yeah, but he'll be back, apparently, so hopefully you guys will be in the same spot, and it'll be dope.
All right. Yeah, no, I'd love to have him back.
I don't know, man. He had a lot of conditions.
He just popped in.
Yeah. No, I told you earlier, he
what
called.
What kind of conditions were they?
I don't know.
Were they rare?
Yes. Yes. So it's almost like rare condition is no longer rare because they're just all around.
So he had a lot of common conditions in this day and age.
Pretty much. But he didn't. I feel he loses his edge because he's like, well, who gives a shit about a common condition?
Yeah, no, that's not the line. Yeah. No one cares.
Uncommon even.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's up there, but...
I would really like to have him back. There's a lot of stuff I need to know about those songs.
Well, we'll see, man. I mean, he barged in, so... I mean, conveniently, though, it fucking leads us up to fucking...
GIF.
To fucking Unique Game! It's a remix.
Remix!
Remix!
All right. Well,
it's been a fucking journey.
It's been a journey? Is that another person's name?
No, yeah. No. that's just a question.
Okay.
But it's been a rare condition
in this day and
podcast because we are doing it
after dark.
After dark, gonna get the spark. You fucking bring a lark, but the bird, y'all, it's a fucking bird. But believe me, look up the fucking word.
Check that bird out.
Bird out.
That bird's putting his D in another bird's vagina.
No treble.
No treble.
Weirdly enough, you don't have any treble.
I don't.
Hey, here's the thing. Here's the thing. What's the treble like?
Hi, this is me in the treble zone. I'm all treble. This is my normal voice without all of CJ's technical side of things. And this is me talking with my bass back.
Yep. That's the bass because I heard you about it.
I'm all about that bass.
About that bass.
No treble.
All right, man. Well, I started Unique Names the beginning. You're going to hit me with the Unique Names at the end.
Oh, okay. Luckily... this is something I'm really good at.
It is. You're coming super good at it. So
like off the top of my head without having to rehearse, I'm very, very good at coming up with a name for you.
Yeah. For the podcast listener, he's looking around at the most closest items in front of him.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've got a name.
You've got a name.
Yeah.
What's the name?
It's a little play on words.
Playing with words, eh?
Might be a go-to. People might recognize it.
Words with friends, eh?
No sleeves attached.
For the podcast, I feel you have to preference that. You just can't say it.
Because, like, you're wearing a sleeveless tee.
Yeah.
And, like, our friendship has no strings, so no sleeves attached.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel it. All
right.
Plus, you can even go another route and be, like, sleeves of Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I don't know how that fits, but I agree.
Shaka Kiza.
Shaka Kiza.
Yep.
Tajif. Theme.
Theme?
That's such a weird name. He's got a real name.
That's the thing. He told me he didn't want to tell me his real name. Because, you know my fucking interview abilities. I did not. I got to his name, like, the second question before he left.
Okay.
And that's when he hit me with TGIF theme?
Maybe he was ill-prepared.
I called him, though. Like, we had conversations about this. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like, a new thing.
Did he have any signs that he just like seemed a little?
He was a little unkept.
Okay.
He was a little unkept, but I mean, no more unkept than you or I.
All right.
Or, you know, the common, you know, bone grinder up the street.
Yeah. You Which know? Is your unique name for me, Bone Grinder?
No. Why would it be Bone Grinder?
Because I mean, that's a great name. Yeah. I want it to be my nickname.
Well, okay. keep wanting, man.
Hey.
So's BK still waiting for no that fucking kick-ass nickname no or unique name. Didn't say name.
Attached.
Okay.
What would you say?
Yeah.
Is my unique name?
Your nickname?
My unique name.
Your nickname.
My unique name.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
I don't know what happened.
Don't. You know what fucking happened. We don't have time for this.
Okay.
You motherfucker.
Go.
Rudy. Rudy. Theo, don't mock your father.
Rudy.
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 This is really bad. What the fuck are we doing?
I enjoyed it.
Whew. Damn, I'm stalling. And yeah. The best part is I'm not using the time. I'm just going like, where are we going? And then I don't actually think. Okay, here it is. A non-looking around the room unique name for you. Okay, you ready for it?
Go.
Why are you looking at that label?
I'm just jumbo.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Why are you looking at that label?
Why are you looking at that label?
So instead of looking around the room, you just saw what I was doing.
No, it okay. was a bit. I was doing a bit. I'm going to have to say... I'm going to call you Midnight Joker.
Oh, okay. Like a toker.
No, not a toker. Because you're not, you don't do that.
I don't do that.
I'm the toker.
Yeah.
You're the smoker.
I'm a Midnight Joker.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because you were late and you've been doing a pretty good ass job. So you can do it in the mic? You can eat beef jerky on the mic and I can't?
That, only while we're recording.
That's some double. That's some double standard of bullshit. Yes. But no, because
I'm not just a Midnight Joker over here, guys.
There you go. Look at that. Living up to your nickname. Go you. I'll get you again, turtles.
So, are we, or aren't we, totes re-recording tomorrow?
Are we gonna? No, we don't have time to re-record.
Oh,
so this is it. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna fucking put in. The two edits we got to put in.
Six.
No.
Find them, audience. No.
And we will drop it like it's hot.
All right. To the Freedom Weekend, we just had us some fun.
Gonna do shit on our own and fucking sit on our buns.
Gonna mess up the living room and not put away our dishes.
And go to bed with the AC on at 56 degrees. Good night.
Oh, baby.